USDA is reporting now that the ag exports are forecast at $143.5 billion. That's $9 billion below fiscal 2014 and down $1 billion from August. Most of the decline from August is a result of lower prices for bulk commodities. Grain and feed exports are forecast down $1.2 billion, mainly due to declines in corn, wheat, and certain feed products. Oilseed exports are unchanged from August as lower prices for soybeans and soybean meal offset a higher expected volume. Cotton exports are forecast down $400 million as a result of reduced global import demand and lower prices. Horticultural exports are unchanged. They set a record last year, $37 billion. The forecast for livestock, poultry, and dairy is raised $800 million to $33.7 billion on higher-priced meats, especially for beef, as well as larger volumes for pork and the broiler market. He said U.S. Agricultural exports are now forecast at $116 billion. That's down $1 billion from August, but $6.8 billion higher than fiscal 2014, so imports are moving up. The U.S. ag trade surplus is forecast at $27.5 billion, down from the $43.3 billion of last year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.